The Vedantas are a series of spiritual books dating back to 5,000 years ago. That beneath the atom, there's this light. And that light is created. And it responds to your thoughts. It loves you so much that it says, okay, whatever you insist on. Really, the crux of yoga says that the universe is a thinking universe. In other words, the God force responds to consciousness. Yoga actually calls God consciousness. In other words, this throb is intelligent. Now you have the string theorists saying there are strings of vibrations all over space and they're intelligent. And that everything is interconnected. So that the true religious person walks into a synagogue, a forest, a mosque, church. Anywhere they go, they see the one. All of the universe is in communication. And consciousness is flowing in space. If you assume that the world is made of energy, then the scientists will tell you the language of energy is waves and vibrations. However, if waves and vibrations are out of sync with each other, then the fire engine can't talk to the taxi cab. They've got to be on the same frequency. What if there was a way of tuning into the right frequency? There's one woman in Canada, she's won 2 national lotteries. It's never happened in history. One woman has won 2 national lotteries. A lot of people want to talk to her.